All right. We're here with Tricia Stewartman, and we're going to do the mudslide round. And she's really, really nervous because she's afraid she's not going to have the right answers.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, do you mean this isn't about the delicious beverage from TGI Fridays?
The mudslide? It could be.
I don't know what I got in for.
All right. So basically what this was originally going to be a lightning round. So it's like real quick questions that could have quick answers. But I've done this twice now. And my previous two guests, neither one of them had very quick answers. And we ended up talking about all kinds of things in between. Thus, the term mudslide. Could be okay. Fast, could be slow. So first question, what is your favorite book of the Bible and why?
Song of Solomon.
Ooh.
I think it's some of the most beautiful poetry that speaks to the heart of God. And also, I like the way that it treats women as being made in the image of God.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's not an answer that you hear real often. You know, usually it's, I like that. That's awesome. See, you're one for one.
Yay.
It gets harder.
What if I would have said numbers?
I would have been like, what?
It's really like math.
Right? My favorite is Leviticus. I like all those laws. Yeah. I'm an anarchist. Yeah. All right. If you could eliminate just one governmental department, it could be federal, state, only one though, what would it be?
I kind of want to say the Department of Education.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah, because if you think about what that trickles down to,
right,
that could be huge changes.
Yeah, because that's the propaganda wing, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Schools, I mean, even though obviously I'm unschooling my child, it's like local schools only have so much control.
Right.
Where if we want to act locally, but yet they have to, you know, go by these standardized tests, mm-hmm, and every other horrible idea that the Department of Education. I think if we got rid of that, we could really affect change locally better.
Yeah. I like that. That's
there's
good.
So many. That's...
Oh, I know. I mean, you could, all of them.
What was yours?
All of them. I go back and forth. Part of me is Department of Defense, just because.
Oh gosh, it's yes. Machine.
But I think for me, and it took me a while to figure this out. To me, it would be the Fed.
Oh yeah.
Because if you get rid of the Fed, then you get rid of the money printing, and you can't fund all this crap.
Right. Oh, that's the perfect answer.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that next time.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Murray Rothbard has said that everybody is allowed one deviation, one exception to their libertarian principles. What is your most unlibertarian view?
This is a tough one.
Because there's so many.
It's something minor and silly, but I often feel like very, very occasionally, you can hit somebody without them hitting you first.
I think sometimes
when somebody just runs, you know, the guy with a can of iced tea standing at the register and he finally just.
I remember that
video. Like, I don't feel like that was that bad.
Right.
I don't know. Don't tell my kids I said that.
No, I totally get that. Mine is, I just really have no problem with ticketing or arresting people that drive slow in the left-hand lane.
Oh, I thought you were going to be profound and be like drunk driving. I just can't. You're like, nope.
Nope. Not profound at all. All right. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Wow. That was quick.
Yeah.
I'm a pie guy. Pickup truck or sports car or old van?
Probably pickup truck.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that picks things up from the side of the road. So.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And yeah. I'm not really into driving fast. So.
Yeah. I would totally be a sports car guy. I mean, just given
Do you ever
that,
have like a guy on this show that's like, you know, the old van? <It's kind laughs> no, of creepy.
We haven't had that yet. Okay. Now, mind you, this is only the third mudslide round that we did. So we had Doc Dixon, the magician. I think he said pickup truck. And then we had CJ Kilmer, who does the Dangerous History podcast. And he also said pickup truck.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have any guy like give you that answer. And if he does, I probably wouldn't press.
Yeah, right. Okay, next question. Mountains or beach?
Oh, mountains.
Oh, wow.
I love both.
Yeah.
But I think the mountains are more beautiful.
Okay. I disagree completely, but that's fine.
Well, give me a beach too.
My problem, yeah. It always comes down to temperature, right?
Yeah.
It's cold in the mountains. I don't want to be cold.
Oh, I'm thinking about, well, it does get cold at night, but I'm thinking about desert mountains.
Oh.
There's my favorite, Arizona, Utah. I love it.
Yeah. I've not spent much time out there. So I do like the desert, though. The desert is, I always thought, who wants to go in a desert? It's just sand. And it's like amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazingly beautiful. So.
Oh, I think that part of the U.S. is one of the most beautiful parts. Yeah.
Okay. Cats, dogs, or no damn animals in the house?
Cats.
Yeah. I'm a cat person, too.
Yeah. I'm a cat person.
We just discussed this. Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Probably too hot. Once I get cold, I can't get warm again.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And I don't mind, I don't even mind being in Arizona in July. It doesn't bother me that much.
Of course, it's a dry heat.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I don't care. That is different. You know, because I was born in Florida and we visited back many times.
Right.
Fort Lauderdale. And that is a mower. Someone is mowing outside of my... Is that okay?
I can't hear it. Okay. Anything is okay in the mudslide round. So.
But in Ohio, gets really humid too.
Yeah.
Humidity heat is worse. And that's not because you're just hot. It's because it drenches you.
Right.
It's like when you, open the oven door and steam comes out. It is a worse heat.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I'll say this. Ohio is a lot like Kentucky. So mm-hmm. you get those days in the summertime that it's far hotter than in Florida with the same humidity.
Oh, yeah. See, it's not like, oh, well, it's winter or they're, in a cornfield. I'm like, I live by a giant lake. So it's negative 20 with feet of lake effect snow. And then in the summer, it's 108 and 90%
humidity. 90% humidity. Exactly. It's the worst of both worlds. Okay. So who is your favorite musician? Can be a single artist or a band?
Like current?
Just, I mean, it doesn't have to be current, just all
time. There's more of all time, but one of my favorites, right now, I love Brandi Carlile. I just love her. So
that's cool.
She's an awesome singer-songwriter, very unique voice. I saw her once, actually in Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's fantastic. If you don't listen to her, you should.
All right. There you go. And this is the last one. See, this wasn't hard. Best book you've ever read, not including the Bible.
Okay. I like fiction a lot.
I have no problem with that.
So I want to say the Lord of the Rings series.
Okay.
That would be more than one book, but
no, we'll allow it.
Okay.
We'll allow it. That's good. No, I like fiction too. And I think that, again, going back to our conversation, there's more to life than facts and history. I mean, it's...
Well, no, I'm a libertarian, so I read, a ton. Actually, I do a lot by audiobook. I'm so much better with audiobook just because I can do other things while I'm listening to it.
Right.
So I love Harry Brown, actually.
Yeah.
How to Live Free. But mm-hmm. I enjoy fiction. It's been a long time since I got to sit down and just read through a fiction novel. I love sci-fi, fantasy. And,
yeah.
Yes.
What's the last fiction novel that you read?
I think that would have been the Game of Thrones, the what was the dragon one, the last one. And that would have been in 2018, last time I read fiction. Everything's been nonfiction since, unless it was a short or something.
It's hard
like
to carve out that time when you have a baby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, and which just makes me sad because growing up, I would stay up. Another reason I can't read fiction novels is I literally can't stop. It's like binge watching Netflix. And I have stayed up till dawn. That would not work in my life
right
now, but I would stay up just to finish a novel, because you just got to know what happens. I put it down and then you pick it back up again. So I don't really do that kind of stuff. I mostly listen to audiobooks, podcasts, and the news.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
Last fiction book I read was about the same time. It was right.
Which one?
Right before my mom got sick. It was actually, it's actually a classic. It's a Mary Shelley book. I think it's called The Last Man.
Huh.
So she wrote Frankenstein. That's she's best known for.
Did.
But the basic plot of the book was that it was ironic because I read right before or during COVID. And the whole premise was that there's this disease that runs through the world. And this one guy gets it and he's the only person that survives it. And then he's immune. And so he ends up being the last man on Earth.
Yeah.
It's really
I Am Legend.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but then it's like it's really kind of a psychological thing. Like, how would you feel if you were the only person left? You know, it's pretty good.
Is Mary Shelley, is she the woman who originally her husband took credit for her work? I know she wrote Frankenstein, you know.
I don't know.
My daughter was telling daughter leans a little left, so she knows a lot of feminist.
That is possible. Because sure. Her husband was Percy Blythe Shelley, who's actually my favorite poet. Love Shelley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know he was a writer too. And yeah. Then there's a movie about something similar that, wow, I'm going down a rabbit trail. I do that. I have ADHD.
This is what we do in the mudslide round. This is why it's got its name. So
yeah,
but that's entirely possible because he was a writer.
Yeah.
But I don't know the veracity of that. But I love his poetry. I've got his like full anthology. He was one of the.
I've never read any of him actually.
Yeah, he was one of the probably premier in the Romantic era. So there's a lot of nature and
yeah,
love and mushy gooey imagery that appeals to the artistic side of my brain.
Yeah, I like that though. See, that's. My mother, she was always like, I can't read fiction. I don't like fantasy. And I think she's such a, you know, she will order the same thing ever. I'm like, you're missing out on so much, not letting your brain wander. Plus, you know, fiction and fantasy and all that kind of stuff, it's born out of reality. It's not you know, I mean, obviously we're not riding around on unicorns or something like that. But, you know, if you look, I mean, look at the Lord of the Rings, the books.
Right.
It's all like allegory. Yeah.
Human nature is human nature.
Yeah.
You know, and it's this is actually something that CJ and I talked about a good bit in the last episode that you know, there's certain things that you can go back thousands of years. You know, go back to the Greek and Roman civilizations and human nature is still the same. You know, there's still the same lust for power, there's still the same you know, dynamics between love and hate and all of these things. So
don't you find it funny? There's also kind of in that group we were talking about where they go back to post-libertarian and they're talking about idolizing life in the 1950s.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like all of a sudden people were walking around with innocent thoughts. And, you know, yes. Like, it's just like, you know.
That was not a thing.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a decent time in America, but there was still a lot of shit going on.
I got stuck in this article. I'm one of these people that I can be subject to clickbait.
I do it too.
And it was pretty fascinating. It was the history of torture.
Oh,
and
wow.
you go back to a lot of this medieval torture, and they were big into torture. It was a big thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was sexual. So there was not pure thoughts going on in those.
Oh,
people.
Yeah. No, it's just because it wasn't widely written about or like talked about in everyday conversation. And of course, people are people.
Yeah.
They're going to have that kind of nature. You know what I mean?
Right. And there's porn. You know, it's like porno in the hieroglyphics in Egypt. So
yeah. Well, you know, and back in the day, I did watch something. It might have been a clickbait thing, but it was about like early pornography. You know, they were playing cards or little looking glasses you would look at to see little naked ladies and things like that. That was at the turn of the century.
Right. That's one of the very first things they did when they discovered photography was start taking naked pictures of
each other. Isn't this so cool? Look, you can see this mountain that you've never been to, and it's almost like a real picture. Oh, boobs.
Exactly.
That's people funny. Are people.
Exactly. That's funny. All right. We're going to wrap that up with that. Because who can't wrap up an episode of a podcast with boobs?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.